Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Great News. I am Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm pointing the wrong way. This is Mike Catherwood. There we go. And we try to bring you stories that will cheer you up and sort of restore your faith in humanity with this podcast.
You almost can't escape the negative nowadays with social media, traditional media. So we wanted to do our service by letting you know that, no, actually, most of people are really good. And most of the time, they're doing good stuff. But that doesn't drive ratings, so we bring them to you to remind you that humanity is not lost. Here's the intro. Intro. It's the intro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Very touching. I don't like your lip action at the end, but very touching. There is a picture that has gone viral because it is a really beautiful moment, and it happened in Billings, Montana. There was a fire department that was called out to an accident, and one of the kids that was in the accident was sitting off to the side on the curb while everybody else was being attended to. And one of the firefighters, well, first of all, I didn't know that firefighters bring, they have an actual little bag that they can bring for children. It has a toy in it and maybe a book or something like that. I had no idea that they do that. So this fireman sat down next to the girl. That's the picture right there.
Wow.
So you can see off to the right, there's the accident being taken care of. This fireman is sitting down with a little child and is reading a book to her. So that to take her mind off of clearly what has to be a traumatizing event. Watch this video.
We're going to take care of the job we're doing there first. That's our first priority. But there's a lot of times after, like the story you saw in the social media post, that firefighter Ryan, he was there. They were cleaning up the car accident. And so he took it upon himself to take the time to make those kids feel safe.
Cameron Abel talks about Ryan Benton, who chose not to talk about the picture.
Ryan's a really humble guy, and he's probably going to kill me for kind of putting him on the spotlight. But he did great work that day, and he said he didn't want to be on the interview because he's just, that's his job, and he's just doing his job. And that's kind of how we all feel. But we all know when somebody does something like that and gets spotlighted for it, it's good to recognize their good work.
Abel says there's always been something to give the kids. And the Rimrock Credit Union and Usborne Books have supplied the book bags for about 3 years.
Give them the whole kit.
The book bags were an idea to bring some calm into their lives, to bring some sensibility into a really stressful situation. There's a lot that goes on that they may not understand or they're just overwhelmed by. And so if we can bring a book in that kind of explains what complicated situations are, kind of explains what firefighters do, and maybe there's a stuffed plush toy in there, just kind of the combination of that kind of can bring them some sense of normalcy in a really terrible situation sometimes for them. Something that we deal with on a day in and day out basis that parents may not be able to cope with yet because they're also going through the same situation. The sense of calm that maybe we can bring to the children can help the adults calm down as well.
In Billings, David Jay, MTN News.
About that. And by the way, just he's going to be upset because he doesn't like to talk about it, which is something. And also part of his job. That's just his job. And I would argue, is it? I feel like he's doing more than his job.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you are kind of at that, I guess, going above and beyond, but maybe we don't know. I don't, it's my mind is always blown at, you know, first responders, military, cops, firemen, you know, ambulance workers, doctors in trauma situations, because I like to think I'd be helpful, but when shit hits the fan, you don't know. You don't know. And this is what they do for a living, is come and clean up when shit hits the fan. And it's just goddamn amazing. It really is.
Firemen, policemen, you know, nurses, doctors, all of them are therapists. as well as these firefighters were. You know, they're therapists. They say, okay, well, we need to calm the parents down. We need to calm the kid down. How do we do that? What's at our disposal? And how can we sort of manage the psychology of this moment? And that's amazing.
You know, I would be so like, ma'am, this is a terrible situation. And for the sake of all of us, I really need to comfort your 22-year-old daughter. Okay. It's I'm going to take that upon myself.
Yeah. That's not,
your 20-year-old son. Fuck him. But I really need to take this time.
Or if you were kind enough to ignore the 22-year-old and try and cheer up the 4-year-old, the book would be Everyone Poops. It would not be.
How is that
else.
Not that's- the New York Times number one bestseller every year? For all demographics.
I don't know.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this. Albania is fucked up.
I don't know specifics.
Well, it is. There was a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars the year that I was on it. And granted, it wasn't a very long time. But his name was Tony, and he was Albanian. And he came to America like specifically for Dancing with the Stars. So he was fresh off the boat from Albania. And during the time when I should have been practicing dancing, I would talk to him.
And that's why he got kicked off really early in the season.
Yes, the first. I was the first person kicked off. Yes. But I talked to Sugar Ray Leonard a ton about specific fights, and he broke it down with me. I would talk to Chris Jericho, and I would talk to this guy, Tony, and I don't regret it one bit. I got to get a lot of good info, and I got to have a lot of good experiences. But anyway, Tony would tell me about Albania, and I was like, Jesus Christ. It's very politically unstable, and there's tons of terrorism and a lot of infighting. It's a really rough place. And recently in Albania, there was an election, and that can get crazy because people's feelings are heightened. There was, unfortunately, a terrorist attack upon people waiting in line to vote. A man drove his car around trying to hit people. And look at this. Out of the blue, look what this hero does. This is crazy Liam Neeson, Jason Statham movie shit. Like, this is straight John Wick stuff. But look what this random hero does. So they've identified the car. It's now kind of all busted up, but he's trying to get away. Okay,
right.
People, really heartwarming that so many people are coming to help. And look at this guy. Boom, bitch!
Did he two kick a guy through a window?
Perfectly timed through the window, and then everyone came in to knock the guy out completely unconscious. But look at how many people are coming to help. It actually is really heartwarming that, you know, most people would run away from a wild car that's already run over people. And this guy, from a distance, times it perfectly. Here we go. Boom!
Unbelievable.
And because of that guy, actually, there was very, very minimal injury. There was, unfortunately, people who were hurt by it because it was a car driving into people. But it could have been a lot worse because that guy, on top of, you know, looks like another dozen people, did what they had to do, put their life at risk to save other people's lives. And they got that guy. And I'm sure he was taken to a black ops spot somewhere horrible by a train, by a railroad, and fucked up.
And that
by a
really
bunch of swarthy dudes.
Probably should upset me, but doesn't.
Yeah.
My next story is about a 77-year-old named Nancy Mattern. And she's one of these people who just loves to decorate for Christmas. Christmas is her thing. She has the outside decorations, the inside decorations. What, Mike?
Does that
annoy you?
Well, no. I mean, I like that people have happiness and Christmas spirit and all that. I do, too. But the people who, like, get full-on gangster about decorating, it's annoying because I married a one. And I have to do so much lifting and hanging. And go ahead.
Oh, you poor thing. So this woman had COVID and she still has oxygen, she's still breathing on oxygen, and she can no longer put up her Christmas decorations. So an entire class from the high school, the local high school, decided, we're going to come put up your Christmas decorations for you because you're unable to do it this year. Watch this video. Ever since she got COVID, she's been unable to put up anything.
It affected my heart.
Sitting in a wheelchair.
To be able to do the little things now is really hard.
This year, eight of Santa's helpers from a Tucson, Arizona high school went to make sure that she got her Christmas lights up. Their group is called Dream Catchers.
Working together
and it grants
to
wishes of
create
people
a dream has been really like a special experience to me.
The group decorated the outside and inside of Nancy's house. Nancy said teenager generosity is what Christmas is all about.
To be able to have my Christmas decorations up is something I thought was over and done with. But these kids, with their big hearts, are making it happen.
How about that?
That's a home run story, Kevin. Good job.
Except for, you know, when it comes time to take it down, they're going to be, listen, we did our part.
Fuck you, Nancy.
You're going to have to leave it up.
Take off your fucking oxygen and do it yourself, Nancy.
That's just us guessing, but
no, I'm sure those kids seem so sweet. The fact that they would do that again, and I point out, I mean, maybe I'm making too much of an issue of it, but these are fucking teenagers. They're
no,
the
because
most...
you're not making too much of an issue of it because you know you and I as teenagers.
I would have robbed that old lady.
I'm gonna go decorate the bedroom where the safe is. I'll be right back.
All right, Kevin, this is very simple. Right here in the great state of Texas, there's a baby duck who sleeps in a human bed, and it's fucking the cutest thing you'll ever see. Check it out.
Is that a stuffed animal?
No, it's a duckling. Oh, long day. Just gotta take a nap.
That duck is hiding all day. Is taking all of the space, though. Like, you're a duck. You could lay on a napkin. What are you doing on a bed? Oh, covers. I didn't see the covers. It's
oh, he's taking a sweet little nap. Duckling in a bed.
Play it again, if you can. I know it's just music, but watching this duck under the covers.
If you are listening on the podcast without the video, I encourage you, when you're safe to do so, go to YouTube and check out. It's a baby duck in a human bed, and it is somehow the cutest thing you'll ever see.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Yes, Mike. Yes. That was a great story. Well done. There is a 74-year-old. And listen, I'm not the type of person who has a bucket list. It's kind of not a thing that I... Do you have a bucket list, Mike?
Not really. I have a fuck it list. I have a fuck it list. I mean, it's just all the people I want to fuck before I die.
Very different. Very different. This woman is 74. Oh. And she has a bucket list with a B. And I imagine when you get to be 74, if your health is starting to fail or whatever, maybe you come up with a bucket list more than younger people.
Yeah.
But she has a bucket list. And on that bucket list, you're going to love this, Mike, is getting the 74, getting the first tattoo of her life. Watch this.
For our weekend morning boost, Joe Fryer is in New York with that again. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. That's right. This is a fun one. We've probably all got some cool ideas on our bucket list, but how many of us actually cross those things off? Well, thanks to a program called Living a Dream, 74-year-old Rita Hopkins of Kentucky got that very opportunity.
When I moved in, I filled out some paperwork telling what one of my dreams that I had not fulfilled yet would be, and it was to get a tattoo.
That's right. Rita got inked up for the very first time. The design is a tribute to her grandchildren, and Rita said it hurt less than going to the dentist. She's already thinking about her next one. Peter Christian.
So I'm guessing her next tattoo is going to be Thug Life or something to that nature.
I actually talked to her, Kevin. It's Satan walking on stilts of dead babies.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, like the stilts are swords. And she just Satan's walking along. It's going to be her entire
life. And that's going to be on her neck?
Yep, all the way down to her booty.
So that's her getting her bucket list started.
Good for her, man. That actually is a beautiful story. And I'm happy for that lady that she finally checked that off her bucket list. My final story, Kevin. This one's a little, it's a bit of a emotional one. It's a bit of a tearjerker, but it is so inspiring to know that there are real heroes out there, everyday folks, not military, not cops, not firemen, not, like you said, nurses and doctors that we know sign up to devote themselves to heroism. This is just a regular kid, 20 years old, okay? Check out this picture, and I will go down what is remarkable. You see the woman on the right. She was an 84-year-old woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She comes into this kebab shop to get a kebab. This is in London. She comes into the kebab shop. She's like, oh, I'm hungry for a kebab. 84-year-old woman. She wasn't moving very well. A crazed lunatic comes in with a knife and starts stabbing her.
Oh, my God. He starts stabbing
all the customers in the place. The 20-year-old kid behind the counter, he's the picture of the kid on the left, hops the counter, tackles the dude, and gets stabbed himself and dies.
Wow.
This 84-year-old woman is going to live, and this kid completely sacrificed his own life, didn't even consider the consequences to this guy who was fucking randomly just hacking at people. And he jumped the counter and saved that woman's life. But he unfortunately passed away.
Wow. Wow. That's you don't see that kind of sacrifice every day. And you're right, from somebody who's running, what was it, a coffee shop?
A kebab shop, yeah.
A kebab shop, yeah. You just think those people are going to go, whoa, I don't know what's happening. But
especially,
that is not.
And I'm not going to get political here, but especially in England, where you don't have a gun behind your kebab shop counter. You know, in the US of A, if you run a small business like that where you have a lot of customers, you most likely would have a firearm to protect yourself in case something like that happened. This kid's like, I have my body, but his first instinct wasn't to run and call a cop. He jumped over the counter and saved this woman's life, and she's going to pull through. Obviously, he was very, very injured because she was stabbed numerous times, but he got stabbed to death. So,
wow.
A really, really amazing story. And I hope that kid is well remembered for being just an incredible, incredible hero.
If you like this podcast, Great News with Kevin and Mike, feel free to subscribe. Tell all your friends about it. Let them subscribe. And we usually post these on Mondays and Thursdays. And Mike gets his guitar up to give us the outro.
Yes, I do. It's the outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike just rocked you all with great news.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.